later on. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight, especially after midnight. Some of those storms strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Risk of rain continues till about lunchtime on Thursday, and then temperatures will fall during the day to the 50s by afternoon. Overnight low Thursday night, 35. Friday is breezy, cool but dry, high in the mid-50s. Saturday is dry with a high around 60. Chance of showers returning on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. One lawmaker is proposing a bill that would get rid of the state auditor's office. Senator Andrew Jones says the state already has a true auditing agency, and consolidating the responsibilities would save money. This bill did not get a committee vote Tuesday. It will be discussed at a later date. No arrest after a deadly shooting in Montgomery Tuesday. Police say that 25-year-old Mike Lowry was shot and killed in the 700 block of Sandra Street. If you have any information that can help police, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed's transition team is holding public meetings today. The goal is to get public input on the critical issues the transition team is tackling. The meeting is tonight at 5:30 at Montgomery City Hall. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain. Like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan. Good for the tribe. A gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at LightStream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A hyphen, Webster's Dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. A crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. A hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more, stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land, each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Tom Morgan's up 184 points at 73 degrees outside. Expecting some rain later on this afternoon, I believe. Tonight, matter of fact. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello, hello.
I want to let the folks know that Fresh Market has got heart-shaped ribeye steaks premium for $15.99 a pound. Mm. And so you can go do the, get them to, they are, have them already cut. They'll just wrap it up for you. Then you take it home, you cook it out, get some flowers, baked potato to go with that bad boy, a salad, and she'll love you forever. Now, if you're doing it for your guy friend, he will definitely love you forever. Nothing gets to a man's heart like a great ribeye steak. I can attest to that on a personal basis. How you doing today, big guy?
I'm all right. How are you?
So did you watch the festivities last night?
I watched a good bit of it, yeah.
Man, that was something. And as you remember me saying yesterday, the person, and Russo is the guy who said this to me, person that's going to fool us is going to be Amy Klobuchar. And he was spot on with that, spot on. And what happened is the undecideds, or the independents, went over there and reached over and voted for Klobuchar. I mean, you can kind of just see where the votes were by precinct, where you were in more of a Republican area, which it hadn't done on the press to look at these kind of things. But Russo was spot on with that. He was, like, dead on. So, yeah, Bernie, number one, Pete Buttigieg, a tail behind, and then you have Amy Klobuchar, but then you have Elizabeth Warren and Walking Dead Joe Biden didn't get one single delegate out of that whole thing and spent what kind of estimated about $70 a vote on Biden's, on Elizabeth Warren's part. $70 a vote. She's got, and she didn't even carry a county that was adjacent to Massachusetts that was less than 60 miles away from Boston.
Yeah, that's really bad for her. And Joe Biden's, like, barely working on, like, a quarter tank of gas, if that. I don't know what's going on with that guy.
He is, he's got some problemos. We're going to have Ed Gannon and Dr. Matt be with us at 12:30 today. I moved Tommy Tuberville till tomorrow because we just had too much on the plate today with the returns from New Hampshire. And, man, that was bad. And we have Joe Biden in South Carolina. And the way he presented that, dead man walking. Let's go to Papa John. Papa John, welcome aboard the Damar Show on a Wednesday.
Dan, I tell you what, the last week to me has been very enlightening. You just made the statement about Amy Klobuchar, and I tell you what, I did watch about an hour of the debate. To me, on that stage, she was probably the most electable, if you consider the Never Trumpers as being those that won't vote for Trump if they got, they think they have an alternative. The other one that I think, and this that could be, is Bloomberg. I know he's not in it, and my question here is, if he does not participate at the state level, can he still be in the general election?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That was what I was wondering, because those two, right, are the only two that even seem to be a threat of any kind.
Yeah, you're going to hear in the exit polling pieces that we're going to have later on that you had over 50% of the voters made their mind up based on the debate Friday night.
Yeah.
Well, and Amy by far did. I mean, we said that. We thought Amy had an unusually good night, particularly when she raised her hand and said she had problems with the socialists being the top of the ticket. And then Bernie goes, I don't. Because, yeah, well, Bernie, we're talking about you, buddy.
Yeah, and that's why I think, if she's on the ticket, she gives an alternative for those people that are, quote, never Trumpers, if they can find another person to elect.
Well, let me tell you what, and it's kind of the old Alabama adage here. Don't think that all of a sudden Amy Klobuchar has a big following out there. Like I said yesterday, I was talking about the guy who ran 1980 for Reagan and won it in 1984. And I will say he also ran at race in 1988 for Bush that turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
The 92 one, not so much. That's when John McCain whipped him bad.
Yeah.
But
I think this makes it a little more tenuous as far as I'm concerned, because before the rest of the clowns on the stage, I don't think there's a possibility that they get elected.
Well, let me tell you what really happened. As I said yesterday, the independents, who typically lean more Republican, and New Hampshire is a more Republican state, they only voted 24,000 more votes than they did in 2016. And you had Donald Trump to get more votes than any incumbent president in the last 16 years.
That's staggering.
That is amazing. But what happened, Papa John, is those independents voted for Amy Klobuchar not because they want her to be president, is that they wanted, just like you used to do in Alabama, get the most conservative person on the Democrat side. So in case you lose, you've got hopefully a conservative person that's there. And don't give that vote to a progressive, and don't give it to Pete Buttigieg. And so we're going to know if she's got legs, because we'll see it in South Carolina. If Biden's vote falls away from him and goes to Amy Klobuchar, I'll say she's for real. Otherwise, I think there was an anomaly that was based on the independent vote.
Yeah. A little humor. Don't you think maybe you might have changed your name if you want to run for president of the United States? Who wants to be called Booty Judge? That's bad. Let me answer the draw, if you would, buddy.
Papa John.
910.
You got it, my friend.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. News Talk 93.1. Damar. Oh, by the way, telephone number 272-9228. Any caller can get in, just like Papa John did on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there. But if you're first time caller, your name goes in twice. Let's do this. Let me go to a break. Coming back, so much more right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1. WACV.
Yeah, we have a lot of information that we did some forensics on New Hampshire that's kind of interesting. And we're just going to kind of get out of this thing. If we won't play it now, we'll do the news pieces before we go back to the Joe Biden talking in South Carolina. Man, that was a... You know, not 98.6% of African Americans have not voted yet. Oh, that's a great argument. So the only way you're going to win is with African American voters, which is actually what he is saying. Latino votes also, which Bernie got 42% of Latino vote. Of course, there are only four of them.
New Hampshire.
Yeah. New Hampshire. Who's that guy? But Joe Biden, you know, he said, okay, South Carolina said you guys are going to make the difference in his speech, which we'll get to next hour. But
he's taking South Carolina for granted. I wouldn't blame a lot of folks just dumping him
out. I tell you, I think, exactly. I talked to two folks last night that I think had some pretty good insight. They said African Americans, and they would know, aren't going to vote for Joe Biden just because he's Joe Biden. They do not like to support somebody who's not a winner. And what happened is, if you remember, South Carolina was for Hillary Clinton. And then Obama won Iowa, lost New Hampshire, but then he stumped him in South Carolina. And the black vote just went away from Hillary because she was a loser. And even though she won in New Hampshire against Obama, but didn't win by a huge amount, that was the her kind of, you know, another comeback kid type situation. But they both said nobody is going to go with a loser.
Right.
Why go with Joe Biden?
Well, and at least Hillary Clinton could string sentences together as well. I mean, in a ham-handed way. Joe Biden, I've watched this more video recently, and it's like, what is going on with this guy?
I know. It's like he's doing what I tell my kids never to do. Don't talk and think at the same time. Think and then talk. And he talks and thinks at the same time. Let's listen to Ed O'Keefe doing a summary of New Hampshire results.
Bernie Sanders is the winner of New Hampshire's first in the nation Democratic presidential primary. The Vermont senator who beat Hillary Clinton soundly in New Hampshire 4 years ago narrowly defeated former Mayor Pete Buttigieg 26-24%. Senator Amy Klobuchar finished a surprising third ahead of Senator Elizabeth Warren and former Vice President Joe Biden.
But CBS News estimates that Sanders and Buttigieg will each win 9 of the 24 delegates up for grabs. And that means that Buttigieg still has the most delegates overall after his razor-thin victory in the Iowa caucus last week. Ed O'Keefe is in Manchester, New Hampshire. Ed, good morning, long night. What did we learn?
After the mess in Iowa, New Hampshire brought some welcome clarity to the race for president. There were clear winners and losers, with some campaigns throwing in the towel and others getting out of here as fast as they could and moving on to the next contest.
Thank you, New Hampshire!
Senator Bernie Sanders claimed victory and Democratic frontrunner status in the Granite State.
This victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
His closest competitor, former Mayor Pete Buttigieg, congratulated his opponents, but noted he's here to stay.
One day, books will tell not just of one election, but of the era that began with you here in New Hampshire.
But it was Senator Amy Klobuchar's third-place finish that couldn't have been predicted until the last few days.
Hello, America. I'm Amy Klobuchar, and I will beat Donald Trump.
That's where her mistake is going to be. She's taking this that I've had all this incredible thing that's happened to me, and it's happening all across the nation. And she does not realize that that incredible thing that happened to her was a bunch of independents voted for her instead of voting for Donald Trump. And they're not going to come back. If she's on the ticket, they're not voting for her instead of Donald Trump next time.
Yeah, and I wanted to wait to ask you, because I saw the raw numbers earlier today. Initially, it's like, oh, the Democrats had a good night. But you can't count all that vote turnout as Democrats.
Yeah.
Because Trump also had a good night. But the number they popped, it isn't just people looking to vote for Democrats in the general.
No, exactly. And what happened is that they went over and had a 20,000, which that was the number, you remember. He was 24. Russo said 20. And I said, you know, don't be surprised if all of a sudden Amy Klobuchar gets 20,000 votes. That's kind of unexpected. And they may have had her in kind of the order right, but they never came close to the percentage. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Alan. Alan, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
Good.
And you? Real good. Quick question for you, Dan. I keep hearing the percentages, But are the number of people voting in the Democratic primary heavier than before, about the same, yes, or are there less showing up because the country is doing so well?
It is 274,800 compared to 246,000 some odd. So it was an increase, but remember, it was a big decrease in the Republican side because only 85,000 people voted for Trump. And that was the largest number an incumbent had ever had during that primary. I mean, by a long shot. You can take the two of them, combine them together, and it wasn't that much for them. But it was supposed to be a bigger number, but that's because of the independents moving over to the Democrat side.
Okay, very cool. The one thing I hope voters, especially Republican voters, are paying attention to, and that is we're all getting excited about the Democrats fighting each other, but in the past, they've been willing to come together and give us a tough time in close races, and I hope folks don't sit at home. I hope they exercise their vote and think about how much better off we are now than we were 3 years ago.
I agree with that, but I tell you, the only time that you've done this where it's been a close race is when the Republicans have had real opposition on their side. Donald Trump, being an incumbent president, no opposition, is going to sail through.
And that's what I'm hoping.
If you look at 2000 with George W. Bush, that was close because he had big-time opposition. He had to fight for that nomination, and that's what happened.
Right. Split a lot of vote, yeah. Well, I can't help but think about Mayor Fulmer at that time and how many people stayed home, and look what we got after that. But anyway, we got a long way to go. And
yeah, different reason for that.
That's true. But folks have short memories from time to time, and we got a long way to go.
And a short time to get there. Thanks for the telephone call, Alan.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Let's play the second part of this Ed O'Keefe story here with Nevada and South Carolina coming up.
Klobuchar wrote a wave of momentum after a strong performance in last Friday's debate.
I came back and we delivered.
CBS News exit polls found half of Democratic primary voters in New Hampshire decided on their candidate in the last few days. 29% of those who waited went with Buttigieg and 24% Klobuchar, while Sanders led among those who decided earlier.
We are taking on billionaires, and we're taking on candidates funded by billionaires.
It was a disappointing finish for Senator Elizabeth Warren, though she vowed to move forward.
Our campaign is built for the long haul. And we are just getting started.
And sensing a poor finish, former Vice President Joe Biden fled New Hampshire early for South Carolina, where he believes he'll have more support.
It ain't over, man. We're just getting started.
But for some candidates, they decided it was over. Businessman Andrew Yang, who qualified for all but one Democratic debate, announced he's suspending his campaign.
You know, I am the math guy, and it is clear tonight from the numbers that we are not going to win this race.
Also dropping out, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett and former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is expected to exit the race later today. The campaign moves on next to the Nevada caucus and the South Carolina primary. Anthony, we have no idea who will win. This much I know, it will be much warmer where we're going next.
I like that. So, and you're going to pick this up in a piece a little bit later on, is that Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar had $5 million in the bank. She raised $5 million with her win in New Hampshire, or her third place showing. But $10 million, unless she puts every bit of that in South Carolina and Nevada, she's starting from zero out here. And that's hard to do. So how do you pick that ball up and keep running with it? Newstalk 93.1, going to go to a break, coming back right after this.
Color me your car, baby. Color me your car.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Chrissy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Across America, George Soros is spending billions to defeat conservative prosecutors and judges. Think Alabama is immune? Think again. 2 years ago, Soros tried to take over the Alabama Supreme Court, but you stopped him. Now Soros is back and taking aim at Judge Beth Kellum on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Why? Because Kellum's tough, and George Soros can't control her. Now she needs your vote. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals.
I'm Beth Kellum. As a judge, I fight for the Constitution and the law, and it's too bad if Mr. Soros doesn't like it. I'm asking for your vote on March 3rd so that I can continue to fight for what's right, regardless of what George Soros, the ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, or anyone else might think.
Stop socialism. Stop Soros. Keep Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. For Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 6181, Montgomery, 36106.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 85-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan. Good for the tribe. A gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's going to be a remarkable February day in that we could be close to 80 degrees this afternoon, which would tie the record from 1922. Spotty showers, maybe a thunderstorm around later on. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight, especially after midnight. Some of those storms strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Risk of rain continues till about lunchtime on Thursday, and then temperatures will fall during the day to the 50s by afternoon. Overnight low Thursday night, 35. Friday is breezy, cool but dry, high in the mid-50s. Saturday is dry with a high around 60. Chance of showers returning on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, before we go to Kevin on the telephone here, I want to warn you guys about something. It's coming next Tuesday. Occupational tax.
Ah, yes.
It's going to be voted on Tuesday. They knew that the legislature was going to try to do a blocking bill, and they won't have enough time if they vote on it on Tuesday to get it done.
Now, they did just pass this blocking bill in the House.
Right, but they can't get enough time to get it finished by Tuesday.
But the legislation says, the reason I bring it up, because the legislation the House just passed said it would only grandfather in occupational taxes that started on February 1st, 2020. So it still might block it, despite them moving, the city moving up the vote.
I don't know if they, I'm not sure if constitutionally they can do that.
Right, that's a good question.
But Glenn Pruitt is your guy, folks. He's the one that's doing it. So if you got a problem, Glenn Pruitt's your guy. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, Dan. Joey. Yeah, I was just wondering, did you think Joe Biden might have had a little bit of that stuff out of the woodshed, you know? It sounded like he was a little too happy. Yeah, man. You know? We're not done yet.
Yeah, let me tell you, and excuses, excuses, excuses.
Right.
Maybe he's trying to live up to JFK and go see Dr. Feelgood or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And also, this tax that they're talking about, occupational tax, do you know how that's supposed to be working or how they're going to handle that if it does pass?
I'm sorry, I didn't follow what you were saying. How...
Well, you know, they're going to tax us. I'm guessing they're taxing us to work.
Yeah, it's taxed on your W-2 income. And to let you know, I started doing some calculating on this. So if you earn $35,000, you pay an effective tax rate somewhere in the neighborhood of about 10%. In other words, the amount you send to the federal government is $3,500. So your effective rate is going to go from 10% to 11%.
Oh, God.
Because there's no deduction for occupational tax. It's a straight 1% tax. And they're nuts to do this. I mean, there are a whole bunch of people. If you're a single mom and you have two kids, your tax rate is zero because of the child tax credit and the rate that you're in and the fact that you're a head of household. So all of a sudden, you're going to throw out $350 to a mom with two kids so you can have extra money in the city coffers. That's crazy.
Right. Yeah, I remember they tried to do it a long time ago, and they did it just on Montgomery, so whoever worked in Prattville, it didn't even count towards them. Or something like, they did it around Montgomery or what have you, and it didn't affect the people that worked outside of the city. But I'm not sure how that...
No, it affects everybody. It affects in-city, out-city, everything.
Okay. And can I get in a Sweet Creek, please?
Sure, Kevin. Give me your month and day of birth.
322.
Close to, in between my two sons. Kevin, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. I appreciate you.
Y'all have a great day.
Will do, as always. Let's, since we're waiting on Ed and Matt to come show up here, let's do Major Garrett talking about the results and upcoming events here.
CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett is also up there in frosty Manchester. Major, good morning. It looks like with Sanders and Buttigieg both at the top of the board again, they can both claim to be front runners. But when we look at the numbers of people who decided in the last minute, even that eeny, meeny, miny, mo voter, this race still looks very fluid, Major.
It does. The late Klobuchar charge is important, but there are two narratives at the top of this race, and it's the Sanders narrative. Hey, yes, Iowa was late at a catastrophe, but he still won the popular vote, Sanders supporters would say, and he won it here. That's two popular vote victories. That should make Sanders the undisputed frontrunner. The counter-narrative is from Mayor Pete Buttigieg. You said, well, that's true, but guess who's leading in delegates? The key metric for winning the nomination, it's Pete Buttigieg. So those two narratives are competing, leading this ticket, and then you have Amy Klobuchar, who continues to defy the odds and do better than expected and build momentum, which is going to make the next two contests very fascinating.
Again, she think about how much time she spent in Iowa.
Right.
She's in an adjacent state to Iowa, and she did get a pop out of that, and she got the endorsement, the joint endorsement thing, which I think helped her out. I think they got her a second look. But until she moves into a South Carolina and I look down and see people actually moving to her, this was an anomaly and not a big one, but... Let's go to this caller, and Ron, welcome aboard.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good.
Hey, y'all were talking about that occupational tax, and I just had a question. If your business, let's say the company you work for is in Montgomery, but you work from home, would you still have to do the occupational tax?
That's a great question. I do not know the answer because if you're not employed in Montgomery, I think that you're good. So the business, if it's being operated in Montgomery, whoever's in the business operating it, then they would be subject to the occupational tax.
Okay, I'm just trying to find a workaround.
Try to work around as much as you can. I don't want to pay one single penny to those guys that they...
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, it really is. For the poor people, it is really going to be bad on them. It's going to be a big increase in their overall tax bill by percentage.
Yeah.
Because if you go from a 10% effective rate to 11%, that's a 10% increase.
Yeah, that's hard for a lot of folks. I'm blessed that I make a decent wage, you know, and everything. But for other folks, well, my son, you know, he's not up there in that higher category yet. I mean, he's just entered the workforce. So, you know, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, let me tell you.
I'd like to do that.
You'd like to do what?
The Sweet Creek thing.
Give me a month and day of birth, Ryan.
12/16.
You had to think about that, didn't you?
I did.
You wouldn't pass the sobriety test there. Joey, you got him?
Yeah, 12/16 for Ron.
Thanks, Ron. We got you, buddy. When's the drawing?
Friday morning, right?
Friday, 2:45. Let me go to Terry. Terry, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
I have a real stupid question.
There are no stupid questions.
Trump win, and his term's over the next 4 years, you know. He can't run again. That's correct. I know that.
Right.
But can Mike Pence go in and run as president and
absolutely
come in as vice? That's what I thought.
He can, okay. but if you're thinking that can Trump be vice president and him resign, the answer is no, because the Constitution reads that the vice president must meet the qualifications for president, and if you've already served two terms, you don't meet that qualification.
Okay. All right. All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Terry. Let me go to a break. Coming back, in-studio guests going to talk about an important subject here. Be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up. And President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Wednesday. Let me bring in our special guest talking about the bus that is held down by the abortion clinic to some folks. Dr. Matt and then my good friend Ed Gannon. Welcome back to the Dan Morris Show, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
I want, first of all, let me tell you a story. The audience has not heard this story. When you two were on last time, about a week after, maybe a little bit more, I got a message on Facebook from a listener whose granddaughter, who she raised basically, had gotten pregnant, and she took her down to the bus and saw the echo. She was apprehensive about either way, but she said doing the kindness and seeing the sonogram and the way she was treated, said absolutely. And so y'all saved a life that day. Yeah, you saved a life that day.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's my favorite part of the stories. We had a girl 2 weeks ago, a 15-year-old, got on the bus with her mom, and the ultrasound was inconclusive, meaning she was so early pregnant we couldn't yet see a heartbeat.
Oh, wow.
But we were going to wait another week, and you can, but the girl was really stressed and under a lot of crisis and planning to have an abortion, and the girls were worried about her, and so they made an appointment for her to come back. Well, she didn't show, and so the girl had given us her number, and we get permission from them, and so she was calling to check on her, and she was in Atlanta planning to have an abortion, and they talked with her and said, you know, we're here for you. We love you, and we care for you. And
that's the main part. That's exactly what she emphasized, mm-hmm. is how loving and caring the people were.
Yeah, and so we didn't preach at her or yell at her or shame her, but they let her know, say, look, we're here for you. You come back, we'll scan you, we'll see what we have, we'll help you get in with a doctor, help you with the pregnancy. And she didn't come back. 2 weeks went by. And then just recently, this past week, someone's knocking at our door in our RV, and they opened the door, and there she is with her mom. And she said, you know, you called me. I was at the abortion clinic. You called me. She said, we couldn't do it. So here we are. Now what?
That is outstanding.
So we were able to kind of rescue. And that was just recently. So that's my favorite part. I don't know about you, Ed. But
the saving a life. The other thing I found out about you guys is that y'all have a prayer service in the bus every Friday.
Well, it's at the bus. We actually were able to buy the lot across from the abortion clinic in mm-hmm. Montgomery. Mm-hmm. So we pull the Life on Wheels bus up on the lot across the street. And I get there around 5 o'clock because the women, they start taking women in at 5 o'clock for abortions. But then we pray from 6 to 6:30, just gathered outside the bus. We sing a song and then we pray for 30 minutes and gives time people get back to work, get to school. And we've been having about 20, 25, and probably 15 at least of those are high school students that have formed a pro-life club.
Yeah, that was another message I got over Facebook talking about that. You didn't share that with us last time.
I don't think it happened last time. It's been in the last 4 or 5 months that this pro-life group's been coming down.
Let's talk about the new bus that you guys are bringing on board here.
Well, we've been praying as a board for a long time about a second bus, and Planned Parenthood's building a massive
bus. I'm telling you, that is amazing. I want to get into that for sure, but that is an amazing critical mass of an abortion clinic, probably they understand one of the largest in the Southeast United States.
Birmingham's going to be a destination spot for abortion, and Planned Parenthood's made it so. It's going to be right on. It's right on the I-65. When you come into Birmingham, whereas traditionally you think of Birmingham, you think of Vulcan, you think of Jefferson Towers with UAB. Now you're going to see a big Planned Parenthood marquee meeting you as soon as you pass into town. So it's going to be a big deal, and they're probably going to run 5-6 days a week. So we began to be concerned about that, and we saw how effective the bus has been here in Montgomery and how effective it is nationally. We knew we needed one, and so we began to pray about it. They're expensive. We didn't think it could happen, but it did. I'm going to let Ed kind of share kind of how that went down. It was a neat story, really. Mm-hmm.
Well, the board was a little anxious about getting a bus to Birmingham. We wanted to be there in time, and so we were looking at used bus options and all that, and as a board, we kind of rallied and went, God wants us to do this. He'll give us a bus. And,
there you go.
Family out of Virginia, not related to any, not knowing about Life on Wheels, but became aware of us, saw what we were doing, did the research, and sent us a check for a brand new bus.
That's a God incident, my friend. Yeah, that is a God incident.
So that was obviously very confirming to us that we're supposed to go to Birmingham, and the bus is in Birmingham now.
So the bus is online now?
Yes, today we went live today, so we are in Birmingham. Planned Parenthood still hasn't opened, so we are moving around town and trying to meet girls.
Because they're like a couple of months from opening, aren't they?
Well, then no. This is a neat story too. They were unable to get asphalt for their parking lot, and the guy refused to provide it. So we really think that was a courageous move on his part, but that we think that's what's holding them up. That's the last.
So where is this critical mass abortion clinic? Where is it located? Because the person that's trying to describe it to me didn't relay that very well.
It's the actual address is 1019 First Avenue North. So if you're gonna GPS it, it's 1019 First Avenue North.
How far? And see, that's the person was trying to, but they couldn't tell me how far it was from like UAB, which is right off of First Avenue.
Well, UAB's 8th Avenue south. It's probably about 9 blocks
going towards I-20.
Right.
Okay.
But it's right on the interstate, which is strategic on their part because they're going to put up a sign.
The interstate didn't open on that leg of it. But that's interesting. So tell us about that bus. How much did that bus cost? Where did you get it? What else is going to be in it?
Well, we're partnered with ICU Mobile. So when you see our bus, it doesn't say Life on Wheels. It says ICU Mobile, and that's out of Ohio. We're one part of a fleet. So now we're I think there's 44 in the fleet now, and we have two of their buses.
Wow.
So it looks just like our Montgomery bus.
Well, excuse me for interrupting here. Us having two, is that because of the number of abortions in Alabama is that critical? Because that seems a very high number out of a fleet of 44.
Yeah. Well, we have two because our board formed with the concern that we want a woman to have a chance to know the truth before she walks into any abortion clinic in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Now, We have our vision is bigger than Alabama, but we're Alabamians, and Alabama babies are dying every week, and they abort babies in Tuscaloosa, Montgomery, now Birmingham and Huntsville, and then the Mobile clinic just reopened, so we expect them to begin aborting again, and about 5,000 Alabama babies die every year, and my thing is I'm in women's health and. You know, they exploit women when they speak, when the pro-choice people speak of it as a women's right, you know, the woman is being exploited. And I mean that because she's in a crisis, and they're taking full advantage of the crisis and taking $600-700 from her that, you know, you have to pay ahead of time. It's not free. And taking advantage of that and promising to fix it when really they scar her heart for life. And so we, because of that, and that we're aware of that, we want a bus in front of every clinic. You know, this here in our clinic, we've had 206 girls be intercepted. We call them interceptions, in front of the abortion clinic when they got on our bus and saw their baby, and they canceled their abortion clinic. And that's just been here in Montgomery.
And that's just the ones we know of for sure.
Mm-hmm. Over 2,200 of them who got on the bus said they would parent. Now, the ones who had already had an abortion scheduled, though, those hardcore ones, the ones that really thought there was no other option, when they got on the bus, saw their baby, they canceled. We had another story. This had not happened the last time we saw you. We had a girl, her mom brought her, big black eye, fresh black eye. She'd been beat up the night before as soon as her boyfriend found out she was pregnant. And they brought her to the mobile unit. Actually, she was bringing her for a pre-op appointment for an abortion. And they saw our mobile. And they were profoundly sad. They didn't want to be there. No woman really wants to be there. And when they got to the bus, they saw our bus. And the mom says to her daughter, well, you might as well see what we got. You know, and you can understand the girl's just been beat up by the guy that got her pregnant. And you can understand why they would... That would be a crisis. And so they got on the bus. We heard her story. They took her to the back and did her ultrasound. And the girls said you could just watch her face soften as that baby's heartbeat was there. And as you could see the little arms and legs, that little baby. And they decided not to abort. And weeping there in the front of the bus. And the girls saw their crisis, shared with them the gospel. And the girl prayed, received Christ. When she changed her mind, we call that an interception. When she trusted Christ, we call that a pick six. So it's kind of just one of those great stories.
That's great.
And she was still in a crisis. So then we take that girl, and then we refer her to Save a Life and to COPE and the pregnancy centers locally, River Region Pregnancy Center, Elmore County we're partner with. And then they help her through the rest of the pregnancy. So we don't just leave her. We're an ambulance, and then they're at the hospital. And we feel that we need...
And that's very important because you're taking care of... You save the baby's life, but you have to take care of the baby during the time of the pregnancy.
Yes. I mean, if we're just doing our little thing for 45 minutes there in front of the clinic with each woman, and that's it, that's not enough. So we're partnered with people who... do a really good job, you know, River Region, First Choice here in town, COPE, Elmore County, and Mary's Haven and Prattville. And so it's a team effort.
Real quickly, at what point in the pregnancy can you see fingers and things like that on an ultrasound?
To see them on ultrasound is a little later, but you have fingers and toes just 5-6 weeks post-conception. So around 5-6 weeks after you've gotten pregnant, you got fingers and toes. It's a fully formed human that's forming. Mm-hmm. You can see it really well around 10 weeks, which is about the time that by the time you get to an abortion clinic, that's about how far along you are when you abort.
I want to thank you, too, for coming in here. It's...